sleep. Sleep is a necessity. Humans need sleep. Failure to get enough sleep has serious side effects. Lack of sleep can cause negative hormonal changes, interfere with the metabolizing of glucose, increase blood pressure, and suppress the immune system. Less sleep also means less human growth hormone in your body, which means less muscle and weaker bones. Mentally, the brain is impacted as the ability to pay attention and concentrate begins to diminish, and problem solving and basic reasoning become less acute. Furthermore, over an extended period, there are psychological effects like paranoia and even hallucinations. But how much sleep is enough? Different people need different amounts of sleep. Newborns can sleep up to 17 hours a day. Toddlers sleep up to 12 hours a day. As people grow older, less sleep is required. Teens generally need 8 to 10 hours, and by the time people are full adults, 8 hours becomes the standard, though the actual number is between 7 and 9 hours depending on the individual. Some people genetically need even less sleep than that, but those people are rare. I am one of those people, but it isn't only genetics. You can also sleep less and fall asleep faster if you are in good physical condition, eating clean, and have a clear mind. For me, the better the condition I'm in and the cleaner I eat, the more quickly I will fall asleep and the less sleep I need. So while I do have short sleep genetics on my side, equally important is that I stay healthy and eat clean. And finally, I choose not to sleep in. I don't give in to the temptation of the warm blankets and soft pillow. I mobilize the will to get me out of bed and get into the game. Obviously, I'm an advocate of waking up early. But since sleep must be a priority to maintain health, how can we get enough sleep and still wake up early? The answer is simple. Go to bed earlier. Going to bed at 10 p.m. and waking up at 5 a.m. gets you a solid 7 hours. Go to bed at 9:55 p.m. and you can get up at 4:55 a.m., still get your 7 hours, and be up before the enemy. Try it. If you get up and get out of bed at 4:55, a vast majority of the world is still sleeping. You aren't. You are up getting after it. The world is yours when you are up before the enemy. There's no traffic. The gym is empty. There is no one to distract you or call you or send you some stupid text about something you don't care about. It's just you. So go to bed early and wake up early. People constantly ask me for the secret of getting up early. I tell them it is simple. Set your alarm clock and get out of bed when it goes off. That's it. Is it easy? No. Everyone likes that warm bed. Everyone needs just 5 more minutes of slumber in the morning. So they hit snooze. They roll over. They go back to sleep. No. Get up and get going. And one thing that will help you do that is going to bed earlier, which can be at least as hard, if not harder, than waking up.